Welcome back. This is Sally Carter, and we have in the studio today two guests, Ed Rowe and Tony Cousins. And Tony is, he works for, lost the name of it, ACI Recruitment Agency. And you're going to give us some tips, I think, Tony, about CVs. Did I get that right?
That's certainly right, Sally, yeah. Maybe I should just, first of all, go and give you a bit of background about AC1 recruitment and how we ended up doing what we are actually doing today. 2009, there was a tender put out for the from all the job centres in Cornwall.
Yes.
And they were looking for some help to get unemployed professional people back into work. We applied for the tender and we won the contract to deliver this service for all 10 job centres in Cornwall. So what we did, we put together a one-day workshop. And over the two-year period, which ended in March this year, we had 1,050 people come through on the course. And they did the one-day workshop, and we managed to get 62% of them back into work.
Gosh,
within 3 months. Yeah, delighted with it. Such that it seemed a shame. When the government pulled the funding, which was in March this year, it seemed a shame to let it go.
Yes, absolutely.
So what we've decided to do on an independent basis, because the job centres weren't offering anything like this before, we decided to do it on an independent basis, and that has now kicked off. We started that a few weeks ago. It comes under the heading, it's all part of AC1 recruitment, but it comes under the heading of the career consultant.
Okay.
And what we're doing there is running a one-day workshop again for unemployed people and employed people. There are some employed people also looking for work.
Yes, if you're not in jobs they want to be in.
Or the thing that Ed was talking about, pending redundancy.
Yes.
Maybe something is coming up and you know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Then you call the recruitment, the career consultant, and come along. We do the one-day course. Now, the different thing that we're offering this time compared to what we did with the job centre is that following the one-day workshop, we have a follow-up of 1 month of continuous coaching, help, support.
Yes.
For those people that came on the course. That enables them to put what they learned into practice, and we're there with them, sort of holding their hand as they go through this process.
So it's an ongoing thing. It's not just, here's the help, now sort yourselves out.
That's it. We're there for them for a month afterwards, too.
Right. Okay, I think what we might do, if I may, Tony, let's have a little bit more music. We'll continue our blue theme with Roy Orbison and Blue Bayou, and then we'll come back, and perhaps you've then got those CV tips that we mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay, stay with us, folks. If you've got any questions about CVs, let us know, and we'll come back to Tony in a minute. Roy Orbison, Blue Bayou, and here we are back with Tony Cousins, who's going to give us some tips about CVs. So fire away, Tony. What would your top tips be for those preparing their CV?
I think the main thing that people need to take into account is that they think they have a CV, and that is the CV that they send in for every single job that they go for. Which is wrong. I had a gentleman a few weeks ago who told me he'd applied for 500 jobs.
On the same CV?
With the same CV.
Right.
He just shipped it out to 500 people.
Yeah.
And wondered why he only had 3 interviews. One of the things that we push very, very hard on is to understand the 5 different types of CV that there are available to people. This is the way that we see it. We see 5 different sorts. And it's looking at an opportunity. Job vacancy, maybe just an opportunity that you've seen, and preparing a CV in response to that. The 5 different ones that we put in place are for 5 totally different aspects of applying for jobs. I'm not going to go into detail about the different types, but suffice to say is that one of them is known as the focused CV. And the focused CV is simply when somebody sends you a job description or a job spec, is putting that CV together, bearing that job spec in mind. If you'd have said to Ed and myself today, when you come to the studio, could you please wear black trousers, white shirt and a blue tie? That is what you'd expect us to wear. If we came in wearing yellow trousers and green shirts, that wouldn't have been what you requested. But you would be amazed at the number of people that apply for a job that is nothing like the
yes.
job that they're going for. I had one this morning, a CV from somebody applying for a job as an engineering manager. And his CV started off, I am a program director.
Right. So
nothing what to do with the job whatsoever.
So you've got to bear in mind what it is the job is actually requiring and make sure your CV